We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Chip Towers, who covers all Georgia Bulldogs athletics for the AJC, joining us here this morning. Good morning, Chip. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing good. I know we want to talk a lot of draft stuff with you, but first just want to get your assessment on how do you feel like G-Day ended up for the Dogs?
Well, you know, such as they go. I mean, I thought it turned out good. It's kind of cliche, but nobody got hurt. So, that makes it a win for sure. It ended in a 20-20 tie, and I actually thought it was a, you know, in terms of a organized scrimmage, a pretty exciting and pretty competitive. Yeah, you had the two quarterbacks pretty much go the whole way, and you had some players that you were hoping would look good. So in terms of all that, I thought it went well.
Chip, bust out your crystal ball, and we'll get into some draft stuff here. Brock Bowers, it seems like, is being mocked anywhere from 7 to the second round. I mean, you can find him in just about any mock anywhere. I think that's the nature of the beast when you talk about a tight end position, but also the way he operates. If you were Brock Bowers, and I know you're a Brock Bowers fan, where would you love to see Brock Bowers end up, and how early do you think he goes?
Well, you know, it's there's probably nothing more unpredictable than the NFL draft, right? I mean, even, if you think that's where he's going to go, there's not a whole lot of veracity you can put in it. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, who needs tight ends and how bad do they need them. And generally, tight ends don't go real, real early. Now, in terms of, you know, following Brock Bowers' career, you know, you're talking about a three-time All-American. You're talking about a two-time Mackey Award winner. There hasn't been many Brock Bowers entering the draft. There's been a few. And in fact, Atlanta could tell you about a little bit about, you know, drafting a top tight end. All I heard from the beginning of his junior year was that he was going to be a top 10 guy. So we'll see whether that comes down to be honest with you. I haven't broken down the draft from the NFL standpoint. You know, D-Led, as everybody knows, D Orlando Ledbetter, dives deep into the draft for us. But with regard to, you know, Georgia's players in particular, I would be absolutely shocked if he didn't go in the first round, because I think when it comes down to it, I don't know how many of the teams, but most of them in the NFL, they're going to say, you know, we're going to take the best player, you know, we're going to take the best athlete. And when you start stacking it up that way, there's not going to be many that go ahead of Brock Bowers.
Well, this is mock draft season, Chip, as you know, and one of the mock drafts that I read had Ladd McConkey to the Falcons at 43, which I know is music to a lot of Georgia fans' ears. And honestly, it'd be nice to have a hometown kid that did play at Georgia that's from Chatsworth, Georgia. You know, tell us a little bit about Ladd McConkey and what he is on and off the field and what he would bring if he was drafted to the Falcons at 43.
Well, probably the biggest thing I could tell you about Ladd McConkey is, you know, my niece just thinks he hung the moon, you know, and so that's kind of where you start with Ladd McConkey. I mean, he really is kind of that guy, right? You know, off the field, he got the All-State, good hands player of the year, was on that team, and he's that way for sure off the field. He has been for a long time undervalued strictly for his athletic skills. And, you know, I kind of alluding back to the G-Day game, I certainly may think that Dominic Lovett can do some great things in the slot. But even in the G-Day game, the separation that Ladd McConkey is able to produce as a receiver is incredible. And I think if you look at his combine and his individual workouts and what he did at pro, he's faster than everybody thinks. You know, you get sort of that conflict. Well, he's quick and he's savvy, and that's how he gets that. Well, no, he's pretty fast too. and I just think he's an incredible story. You alluded to Chatsworth. I mean, you know, great football players just don't come out of North Murray County. I mean, it's just that region. But if you go back and look at it, you know, he did everything in high school. You know, he returned kicks. He played quarterback. He played running back. He played wide receiver. He played free safety. He played all game, every single snap. Now, I'm sure when you get to the NFL side of things, he had back problems this past year. He had, some ankle issues. Some of that may be part and parcel to the size versus the players that he's playing. But, you know, I think he fits great into the slot mold that you see of so many of the NFL players. I mean, that's probably a position that's gathered more clout in the last 5 or 10 years, right up there with athletic quarterbacks in terms of the NFL game.
Chip Towers joining us here on The Morning Shift, who covers all Georgia Bulldogs athletics for the AJC. Chip, I wanted to follow up on McConkie. You know, I think the initial conversation with him was that he could end up, you know, being a steal in this draft in terms of going, you know, in the fifth round or something like that, and then ending up being a steal for someone. But based on what he did in his combine and then the pro day, do you think it's possible he even gets picked up earlier now?
Well, I've seen him mocked, you know, in the late first round. I'll believe that when I see it. I mean, I doubt, again, he just has too many. The thing I've learned about the NFL over the years, if there's anything they can use to devalue you, they're going to. I mean, even with Brock Bowers and the tightrope surgery, you know, they're probably going to come up with that to devalue him a little bit. And you know, McConkie has the size and injury history that's, you know, might hold him back just a little bit from going really, really early. Because when you get up there in you know, those first 30 or so picks, there's a lot on the line. So they're going to be much more careful with it. But I don't see him lasting very long if he gets to the second day, because he just brings too much to the table. And like I said, that's a position of great value in the NFL right now. And, you know, probably an underplayed aspect of Ladd McConkie. He's a really good kick returner as well, punt returner in particular. And, you know, having those multi-positional values in the NFL, you know, is going to attract a lot of interest. So I don't see him lasting very long. He'll be gone the second day for sure.
Chip, let's look into the crystal ball a little bit. I want to bring you in on a conversation we were having earlier. The New England Patriots have the number 3 pick in this year's draft, and I made the comment that, look, if you don't think that you're a quarterback away, then maybe you trade back and kind of accumulate picks, and you can get that quarterback possibly next year in the 2025 draft. Georgia has a quarterback that is looked at and highly valued by a lot of NFL teams. I mean, Carson Beck, is it just a slam dunk in your opinion, especially after going through another spring, that he is a guy that could potentially be a top 10 pick and looked at as a franchise quarterback next year?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I absolutely. I think he can. My understanding behind the scenes this year is he got a lot of first round grades after last season, which is what made a negotiation, if you will, with Georgia, fairly intense. Now, the narrative is that it was no big deal, and Carson, came back with no troubles. It was always the plan, but my understanding was a little bit more intense than that. And then he is driving a Lamborghini now, after all. So, you're talking about, that's kind of where we've gotten, in the college game. A proven quarterback when you're looking to compete for a championship is extremely valuable. And, nothing is transparent, at Georgia period or regarding NIL or anything, but Carson Beck did pretty good to come back. Now, part of that had to do with him wanting to increase his value, wanting to pursue a national championship again for Georgia, which I think, is good. Definitely going to be in play from what I've seen of the Bulldogs. They should be right back in the hunt this year, depending on how they can negotiate that schedule. But quarterback's not going to be anything that holds them back. And again, touching briefly on that G-Day game, some people weren't overly thrilled with what Carson Beck did in the game. He goes 25 for 46 for 301 yards. There's two interceptions there, but his one, he was talking about it after the G-Day game. It was a vanilla offense. They're just not going to put anything on tape in that game. And Georgia's defense has been going against, the offense the entire spring. So, that wasn't, a true picture of what you're going to get at Carson Beck. Again, behind the scenes, the buzz, he's just had an unbelievable offseason. And he's going to be better than he was last year. And at 6'4", I think they still list him at 6'4", 215. He's well into the 220s now. He's big, strong. He's really working on his mobility. I think you're going to see him run a whole lot more. It's not going to be quarterback design run, but I think you're going to see him pull it down and run with it because he's got to show that elusiveness. And so a big part of him coming back to Georgia, in addition to pursuing another national championship, is to get into that unquestionable early first round conversation. And that's his that's his objective this season.
Chip, Marcus Rosemi-Jack Saint, I hope I said that right, is a guy that I think a lot of people thought might do more at Georgia, kind of got overshadowed in some ways. He had a good Senior Bowl practice week. Is he a guy that is going to possibly turn heads as a late draft pick or an undrafted guy, but come in an NFL team and all of a sudden you find him collecting catches and making an impact?
Well, yeah, I'll say he will get drafted. There's no way that he doesn't. And, I'm a big Marcus Rosemi-Jack Saint fan. They call him M-Jack over here. And, he's a fantastic player. And, when you think about Georgia, it's a lot of things about Georgia and the wide receiver position. And they say that they don't, necessarily produce great stars, though. There's many of them over the years, the Pickens and the A.J. Green. But a big part of what Georgia does is ask for their wide receivers to be, complete players. And that's what Marcus Rosemi-Jack Saint is. But you alluded to this. When he came to Georgia, he's a South Florida guy. He comes to Georgia. He's starting as a true freshman when he gets his ankle absolutely annihilated in that first season against Florida. And that had a big impact on the rest of that season, quite frankly. But he does everything for you. He plays special teams. He's a great blocker. And I thought he made great strides and proved himself as a receiver this year. Anyway, all that translates to the NFL game. You know, Kirby has a great relationship. Obviously, the University of Georgia does with NFL and the NFL coaches. And so all you got to do is turn on the tape for him and see what he does downfield, whether it's running or passing play. He gets pluses on the plays, and he grades up through the roof, as I understand it, in Georgia's wide receiver room, and that's going to translate well to the NFL.
Chip, we appreciate the insight. Can't wait to see where some of these dogs end up in the draft. Thanks for joining us.
All right. You got it. Always exciting on draft day around here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.